Yeah, this is Lucas. How are you
Yeah,
doing?
it is Ohio. Yeah.
I just told you that we have offices all over the United States, so it must be routing from Ohio. This call is routing from the other state.
Well, how would you not know where your number's coming from? It's your number, isn't it?
You just told me that you're seeing the numbers from Ohio on your screen.
Yeah, it shows that your number is from
Yeah,
Ohio,
so we—I just
not
told you that.
Sacramento, California.
I just told you that we are located. You know, we have a business all over the United States. We have offices in different states, including Ohio, California, Texas, and Florida, and you name it.
Oh, you got it in Texas too. We're out in Texas.
At 726 Street West
What?
Drive.
6th Street?
726 Street West Drive.
Oh. Yeah, I think I'm going to find a different company. I don't like how you're lying to me.
No, sir, I'm not lying. Why would I lie to you? I, completely satisfy you on the live chat that we are a registered business on Google, and, we believe in providing quality service to our customers, and we are in this business since last 5 years. If we would be doing a scam, that
Well, I
we
thought
would
you
never.
said five.
Yeah, I just said five. The same thing on the
I
live
thought it was
chat.
12.
No, I said five on the live chat because this is the real number. We are, we are in this business from 5 years. I told you the same
12
number
years
on
or
the live
5 years?
chat. 5 years, five.
5 years?
5 years.
5 years.
Yes, sir. We are in this business since 5 years, and we are a top-rated company on the Google. When you type that you need assistance with online, your online past, you got a website on the top. And the reason you got a website on the top is the quality and the commitment we do with our clients, the authenticity and the legitimacy of our company and our business can be satisfied with this, that we are on the top of the Q wheel.
I just don't understand why you're calling from Ohio.
Sir, I just told you that we have offices all over the United States, so this must be routing to Ohio extension. Sometimes you receive calls from different states because we have a connected number from of all offices, and I'd route through the number which is not busy at the moment. If this is a spam number, I will never receive a call on this number. You just call me back on this number and I pick this call up. This is the right number. This is a legit number. This is not a spam number. Are you getting the point here?
Yeah, I'm getting the point. The point is, I don't understand why you didn't know your phone number's from Ohio.
Sir, I just told you that this is a technical thing. It's sometimes route from different states. It might, this time this is routing from Ohio State, and sometimes it route from different states. But most of the time, you got the number from our California extension. I don't know why you're getting this call from Ohio. There must be the extensions are busy of California offices. That's why you're getting a call from Ohio number. These, all number are connected. Whichever the number is free, the customer get called from that extension. That's why it's reflecting Ohio as on your screen that you're getting a call from Ohio State.
Oh, okay. So is the professional or the tutor or whoever you call them, are they going to be calling me?
As soon as you place your order with us, I told you on the live chat as well that I will be connecting you with the expert directly, so you both will be in the direct communication without any third person involvement. Okay. Once you will be on the same page, I told you about the screen sharing software the day prior your exam. The expert will be giving you a demo run so that you will be familiar with the system, how it works. So on the day of exam, you will be at ease. As soon as I'll fill up your order form and probably 1 or 2 hours, the expert will be going to contact you on a given number, which is 714-732-7544, right? Is this your number?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
as soon as you place an order with us, the expert will reach you in an hour or a few maybe. So he will give you the, you know, the rammer and about the software, so you will be at ease of mind on the day of your exam. If you will be familiar prior to your exam day.
How do I make the payment?
I should cash it, cash tag on your web, you know, on the live chat. Let me share it again here on your number. You can send the payment and share the screenshot of the payment here on the message so that I can fill up and attach the payment screenshot on with your order form. And once your order will be confirmed, the expert will contact you in an hour or maybe two.
No, what am I paying? What am I paying through?
I told you I should cash up details with you. On fees or
is it like Venmo or Cash App or something like that?
Yeah, this is Cash App. Yeah.
Cash App?
Mm-hmm.
That sounds very professional.
We receive payments on a payment link like in our bank account. These payments we take on our bank accounts are, you know,
okay.
Anything less than $500, these payments go through the Cash App session, right?
Yeah, I think I'm going to find a different company. There's just too many red flags. Cash App? That sounds very professional, man.
Okay, let's do one thing just again.
Like the other company, like the other company that I'm talking to you right now?
Mm-hmm.
They're not using Cash App. They're using a business ID code.
Sure, I just
you know what I'm saying? If you think about it, if you're legitimate, because the part that I'm going to school is business. So if you're going through Cash App,
mm-hmm.
then that means it's going over. You're not getting your taxes. It's not going through the government. None of that shit.
I just told you that, sir, we receive the payment through invoice and a safe payment link.
Yeah, but you can't do that. You're a business.
Mm-hmm. Sir, actually, I just told you that the payments of $500
a legitimate business can't do that.
This is legitimate.
You can't go through Cash App.
We are following this practice in so long, and none of our customers have raised such concern. You're the one. But just for your satisfaction, if you're not, you know, just gain your trust, I would be happy.
I'm the only one with concern?
Yeah, you are the only one who raised this concern that this is not some professional paying through Cash App. I told you that.
Well, I'm reading a review as we speak,
mm-hmm.
talking about your Cash App.
Mm-hmm.
And the person doesn't have very good reviews about this company.
Sir, look, the thing is that we never ask a customer to go ahead and post a review online. Just, you know, put yourself in.
Well,
in
it's all over
thing.
Reddit.
Just, I'm clearing your concern, sir, here. The thing is that we never allow our customers to go and put any review online since this is a very confidential service. You never want that everyone knows.
Oh, well, there's reviews online. I'm reading them right now. There's reviews online.
Let me finish. Let me finish, please. These are the strategy opted by our competitors to hire their credibility. We never allow our customers to go and put our reviews about this service online since this is a very confidential service. You never want that. You go on an online platform and put a review, and everyone gets to know that you are, you know, taking assistance with your academics, and you know this is not something which is ethical. This is a strategy of our competitors to hurt our credibility. That's not a big deal. Are you getting my point? No one ever wants that he or she goes.
So what am I reading right now? These aren't reviews that I'm reading.
Sir, the things you are reading online, I just told you that this is a strategy of our competitors to hurt our credibility, to hurt our business, you know, to make our customers suspicious. But we are very clear, and I told you that we as a business never allow our customers to go and put any review online regarding the services.
Your competitors, they're not using Cash App, though.
Yeah, everyone in this business use Cash App or Zelle since payment methods on the payment.
No, they're not. The other company I'm talking to is not. I just messaged them right now. I said, you guys don't use Cash App? He said, no, of course we don't. We're a business.
It varies from company to company, but we have.
Well, you are based in the United States, aren't you?
Yes, we are based in the United States.
Oh, so then it's mandatory to have a VID number for your business, so they know how much money you're making. And you don't have to, and if you use Cash App, you don't have to provide any of that information.
Okay, so
but
you
said you're a legitimate business.
You are not.
As a legitimate business.
Mm-hmm.
You must have a VID number.
Okay, so yeah, you're not feeling comfortable paying through Cash App, right?
No, I want to pay through your VID number.
All right, let me show you. A payment link.
No, not a payment link. I want your VID. So when you send me a payment, it'll have your VID number, basically showing the government that Nicholas Miller.
Oh, I got you. Let me talk to my finance.
You understand what
finance.
I'm saying?
Yeah, I got your point, sir.
A legitimate business doesn't pay through Cash App.
Yeah, I got you. Let me talk to my finance manager and let me see that what's come up, what's the solution for this, and I'll get back to you in a moment, right?
Pay through Cash App.
Hello, are you with me?
Yeah, I'm still here.
So I just told you that I'm going to talk with my finance manager. And let me see what can I do for you if we are able to go, fulfill your requirements.
Okay, basically what I'm saying is I don't mind paying you, but I'm not paying you through a third-party app. That's
all right, I completely understand your concern. Look, the main thing is trust. If I win your trust this time, you will, definitely coming back in the future and bring more work to me, and as well as you can refer our service to your family and friend, and that is a win for our business. So the main thing is trust. Let me first win your trust, then we will proceed ahead. All right?
Okay.
Sounds good?
Oh, I understand. I also don't think you understand.
I got your point. I just told you that I'm going to talk to the finance manager. Let me see.
Dude, come on, bro. Cash App? That's dog shit. What are you, a fucking prostitute? Come on, dude.
Sir, sorry, this is a recorded phone line, so we are not, we are bound.
Not what?
We are bound to use a professional language.
Well, yeah, you're bound to it, but I'm not.
For sure, sir, for sure. So, Mr. Nick, just give me a moment. I'll get back to you after having a discussion with the finance manager, right?
Okay.
Thank you for your time and have a nice day. Bye-bye.